172, Section 5, Personal Finance. As you read, look for how personal finance decisions affect the economy, the benefits of investing, the use of credit, terms, income, expenses, overdraft, interest, investment, certificate of deposit, stock, mutual fund, repossess. You have seen how the economy of our state is affected by the national and global markets. Our economy is also affected by the actions and decisions of individual citizens like you and me. Personal finance consists of the decisions individuals make in the management of their money. You may think the management of your own finances affects only you and your family. However, good or bad decisions not only help or hurt individuals, but, added together, they affect the overall economy of entire communities. Income and expenses. The money that an individual acquires is called income. Income could come from a gift or prize, from earning money performing a specific task, from an allowance given by a parent or guardian, from earnings at a regular job, or from earnings from an investment. Expenses are the spending of some or all of that money for various purposes. Some income may be spent for basic goods or services. These can include food, clothing, shelter, transportation, and health care. Expenses can also be for wants, items or services not absolutely necessary but desired. Examples of wants could include jewelry, games, movies, club memberships, or hobbies. People with a steady income usually deposit some of their money in a checking account at a bank so they can pay their expenses. It is important to record all checks written, either on paper or online, and deduct the amount of each check from the balance, total amount, in the account. That way, no check will be written for more money than is in the account. If a check is written for more than what is in the account, the bank will not pay the check. This is called an overdraft or bouncing a check. Overdrafts usually result in fees, one charged by the bank and one charged by the person or company to whom the check was written. A person working for $10 an hour who bounced a check and had to pay fees of $50 would have to work more than 5 hours just to pay the overdraft fees. The best way to manage money is to have a budget or plan for how money will be used. The most important rule is that amounts for expenses should never be more than the amount of income. The first items in a budget should always be for necessary expenses. If there is any money left, some of that money can be used for other purposes. Saving and investing. Saving and investing money means that rather than spending all income on goods or services now, some income is budgeted for something that will bring a future benefit or will earn more money. Saving should be part of any budget. The simplest saving method is through a savings account. A savings account usually pays a small amount of interest on the amount deposited. While the money is not being used, it is earning a small amount of money that is periodically added to the account. Saving can be important for several reasons. One is to provide an emergency fund for a job loss or other unexpected expenses, such as expensive car repairs or medical bills. Financial managers recommend that a person have enough money saved to cover up to 3 months of expenses. Saving can also be a way of achieving a future goal. For example, many people save to buy a new car, pay for a college education, buy a new home, or take a vacation. An investment is money spent on something with the goal of making a profit, more money. Financial investments involve putting money into things like stocks and bonds as a way to make money in the future. Real investment involves putting money in something physical, such as equipment or real estate. Investments can be beneficial, but they can also be risky. For example, the value of property can go down if the market for it goes down. If a company does not make a profit, its stock can lose value. some investments are safer than others. Safer investments do not earn as much profit, but they guard against loss. People need to think carefully about how much they can afford to risk when they invest. One safe investment is a bank's certificate of deposit, CD. CD interest rates are usually higher than savings accounts, but the money must be left in the CD for the full time specified. For example, suppose a person bought a $10,000 CD for 1 year with an interest rate of 3%. At the end of that year, the CD would be worth $10,300. The interest rates on CDs and savings accounts depend on what is happening in the national economy. CDs are a safe investment because the money in them, just like money in checking and savings accounts, is insured up to a certain dollar amount by the Federal Deposit Insurance Corporation, FDIC. Another type of investment is a bond. Basically, the investor is lending money to the government or to a company. That loan will be paid back with interest on a specified date. U.S. savings bonds and U.S. Treasury bills are bonds issued by the U.S. government. At the end of a specified period, investors will receive all the money they invested plus interest. Cities also issue municipal bonds, and school boards issue school bonds if they need money to make improvements to buildings or build new ones. Stocks are another kind of investment. A corporation issues stocks, ownership shares in the company, to raise money. The investor who buys stock is actually buying a part of the company. If a company issues 100,000 shares of stock and you buy one of them, then you own 1/100,000th of the company and become a shareholder. Stocks can be very risky. If a company goes out of business, investors can lose everything they invested. On the other hand, stocks may bring the highest return on investment. If the company makes a large profit, then the investors get a portion of this profit, based on the number of shares of stock they own. An investor can also make money when the price of the stock goes up. Selling the stock for more than the purchase price earns the investor a profit. It is important to research a company's assets and its stability, or to have a professional do that for a fee to ensure you are investing wisely. Mutual funds are usually safer than individual stocks. A mutual fund pools the money from many investors and buys many different stocks and bonds. Because the money is spread out in different investments, the risk is also spread out. Mutual funds often include investments with different levels of risk. The stock of one of the companies in the fund might go down, but it is unlikely that every investment will go down. Mutual funds are managed by professionals who charge investors a fee for managing their accounts. All of these investments are ways of letting your money earn money for you. These investments are also good for the overall economy because investment is what enables businesses to become established, to expand, and to grow. Banks use money from savings accounts and CDs to make loans to others to buy cars and houses or to start businesses. A healthy economy depends on all of these investments. Credit. As you learned earlier, credit is an arrangement by which a buyer can take possession of something now and pay for it in the future, usually with interest. Credit is an important part of the modern economy. Credit enables businesses to start up or expand. It allows families to buy homes and other products such as cars and furniture. All of this keeps the economy going by keeping money circulating. When people buy homes, builders get to build them or repair those already built. Builders buy supplies. Suppliers earn money that they then spend on other things, keeping more people employed, and so on. Common forms of consumer credit include personal loans, mortgages, and credit cards. Taking out a loan or buying something on credit can cause a financial hardship if a person borrows or spends too much. Payments on loans and credit cards are usually made monthly. so the monthly payments need to fit into a person's monthly budget. How much of a monthly payment a buyer can afford often affects what type of car or how big a house the buyer buys. Keep in mind that the lender keeps the title of a car or the deed to a house until the entire debt is paid. If the buyer misses payments or does not make payments, the lender can repossess, take back ownership of, the item. Credit cards make it easy to purchase things, but it is also easy to buy too many things on credit. Credit card terms vary. Some credit card companies require you to pay the balance owed in full at the end of each billing period. Others allow you to make minimum payments each month, but the companies charge interest on the unpaid balance. Most credit cards also charge fees for late payments. It is best to pay the entire amount owed when the credit card bill arrives each month. Making just the minimum payment each month can lead to additional debt and can cause financial ruin. Over an extended period of time, the interest charges can add up to more than the value of the item that was purchased. Making payments on time and in full is important to a person's credit history. Based on credit history, each individual earns a credit score. Financial institutions and businesses check credit scores to decide whether or not a person qualifies for a loan or a credit card, and if so, how much credit that person is able to get. Although the practice is controversial, insurance companies and potential employers often check credit histories to see if a person uses credit responsibly. People with poor credit histories and low credit scores may find it difficult or impossible to get additional credit. If they can get credit, it may be at higher interest rates. Many of these aspects of personal finance may be in your future. Begin now to develop good financial habits. Save for the future, investing wisely, buying only what you can afford, and building a good credit history will be important to your quality of life. Good financial decisions are important to communities, the state, and the country. Poor financial decisions can affect the entire economy. Companies lose money, people lose jobs, and everyone suffers. Reviewing the section, 1. Define interest, investment, stock. 2. Name some ways you can invest your money. 3. Why is having a good credit history important? Page 676, Chapter Review. Chapter Summary, Section 1, Transportation. The 1956 Federal Highway Act provided federal funding for construction of an interstate highway system. Today, there are just two major rail freight carriers, CSX and Norfolk Southern. The Georgia Ports Authority oversees the deep water ports of Brunswick and Savannah. The state's major airport is Hartsfield-Jackson Atlanta International Airport. It is the busiest passenger airport in the world. Hartsfield-Jackson Airport is a hub for Delta Airlines, which relocated to Atlanta in 1941. Section 2, Agriculture. Farming in Georgia has become more mechanized and its crops became more diverse. Georgia's agricultural economy also includes animals. Today, Georgia is the nation's leader in broilers and broiler processing. Section 3, Manufacturing. Mining of granite, marble, and kaolin play a significant role in Georgia's economy. Georgia's timber is used not only for boards, but also for paper and paper products. Georgia's textile industry has found it difficult to compete against cloth made overseas. The manufacture of tufted textiles, carpet, is important to Georgia's economy. The four major carpet companies are located in Georgia. Much of the labor force for the broiler and carpet industry consists of immigrants from Mexico and other Latin American countries. The Cold War benefited Georgia's economy because the state kept its military bases and got back the defense industry. Section 4, Service. By the late 20th century, a majority of jobs in the state were in the services industry. Important businesses in the services industry include Synovus, Aflac, Home Depot, and Turner Broadcasting. Atlanta is home to professional baseball, football, basketball, and ice hockey teams. Auto racing at the Atlanta Motor Speedway and the Masters Golf Tournament are also important to the state. Tourism has provided a major boost to Georgia's economy. The industry is an important source of tax revenue, not only for the state of Georgia and local communities. In 1996, Atlanta hosted the Summer Olympic Games. The Olympics brought in millions of dollars and changed many aspects of Atlanta and other places in Georgia. Section 5, Personal Finance. Our economy is also affected by the decisions individuals make to manage their money. Income is money that an individual acquires, and expenses are the spending of some or all of that money. Four important areas of personal finance are budgeting, saving, investing, and credit. Planning and following a budget is the best way to manage money. Savings should be part of any budget. It can provide emergency funds or a way to achieve future goals. An investment is money spent on something with the goal of making a future profit. Financial investments include certificates of deposit, stocks, bonds, and mutual funds. Real investments involve putting money into something physical, such as equipment or real estate. Investments help the overall economy because they enable businesses to become established, expand, and grow. Credit is a major part of our economy, but one that can easily get out of hand. Making payments on time and in full is important for a good credit history. A good credit history allows you to qualify for future credit and lower interest rates. Page 677 is a review of Chapter 26.